So, how did you arrive at your current position?
I had been working as the director of R&D for a company making night vision goggles in Virginia. And had a couple of kids and wanted to get back home, and so started looking for a place here locally and found Stone Age. Stone Age is one of the few manufacturers in this area, so I really pursued a job with Stone Age, and that finally worked out.
And so did you start as where you are now, or did you have to work up to that?
I started here as the director of engineering.
Okay, cool. And so with that job, what are your job responsibilities?
I'm in charge of managing our new product development. So it's kind of there's a lot to it. From idea conception all the way through transitioning products into the factory for production. Do a little bit of all kinds of different things, but mostly try to make sure that the team is working on projects that are going to have a good return on our investment, and you know that we're following an efficient product development process.
Okay. And so what challenges have you faced in that job, and how have you handled them?
I guess one of the challenges coming to Stone Age from my previous career was just the sheer number of projects that were ongoing. I think the engineering department probably had twice as many projects going on when I showed up as we do now. So one of my initial efforts was to get us focused on, you know, each engineer focused on one important project mm-hmm. at a time. I think your efficiency really rolls off fast if you're trying to do too many things at once. Nobody can do everything at right. the same time. So. Yeah.
Cool. And what kind of strengths have you found in your job that you feel like you excel at?
I think why I have had good luck so far here at Stone Age is I've just got an organized way of doing business. So I was able to come in and clean things up from an operational perspective, and you know I've got a great team, so that makes it easy to be a leader if you've got a good team to lead.
Mm-hmm. How have your past experiences, like your childhood or education, or what one stands out that has been most valuable to you professionally?
I think the way I was raised, I was just raised to be very independent. So I think that's probably been the most useful thing to me as an adult. I've never been afraid to take on a new kind of job or move into a new industry. I can always convince myself that I can do the job, and that makes it a lot easier to convince somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, as you get in there and just learn it, and I don't know. I'm not afraid of failing.
Okay.
So I think that's a pretty useful thing. If you're afraid to fail, then oftentimes you won't even try.
Mm-hmm. So what have been some, I guess, professional mistakes that you've made?
That's a tough question. What goes along with I'm not afraid to fail mm-hmm. is I just deal with failure and okay. move on, you know. So it's mm-hmm. not like I let it haunt me or it, you know, I drag it around for years and years. Things happen and you just get over it, learn from mm-hmm. it, and move on. Try not okay. to do it again.
Tell me about a time when you really felt good or proud about something you did, like it was something really challenging and you think you did it well.
At my last company, we were, you know, it was a time of shrinking defense budgets, and it was a fairly large company, so winning big government contracts, very important to keeping a lot of people employed, and I was able to play a key role in a winning proposal where we, you know, we won a big $250 million government contract that that alone sustained the company for another several years. So that was probably one of my proudest achievements, I think.
Cool. What advice would you give someone interested in your professional field?
I guess my advice would be take school seriously. You know, if you think you want to be an engineer, it's not necessarily the paper credentials that will serve you well throughout your career, but really understanding the material and really learning it. Like, it's important. I think that that's something that I didn't do enough of that I wish I had. That's made my jobs over the years harder than they probably had to be.
Okay.
And then just don't be afraid to go for it, you know.
Okay. If you could relive the last 5 to 10 years of your life, what might you do differently professionally?
I don't think there's a major change I would make. I mean, you can always overthink all the small improvements you could have made, but I guess I'm really happy with my life today, so changing anything might screw that up, so I'll just, I think I would just leave it as it is.
As it is, cool. And then what do you think your plans are, or professional goals for the next 5 to 10 years would be?
I really like working here at Stone Age, so I guess my goal is to help us really take this company to the next level. You know, I'd like to see us double and triple in size and, you know, really dominate our industry in terms of new products. And, you know, I want to feel like I was a big part of that.
At what point did you know that you were going to be an engineer?
Pretty late in my life, I guess, really. I got out of high school, I went to the Navy, I got out of the Navy, and I knew I wanted to do something math and science related, but I didn't really know I wanted to be an engineer, so I chose physics, and that just sort of turned into engineering. I'd done optics in the Navy, and so my first job was optics. I worked for a company doing telecommunications work. And I guess I gravitated towards engineering because it was something I was good at.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else. So, thank you for the interview.
Sure. Thanks for being an intern.
Yeah, it's been fun. Cool.